October's always been my favorite month. There's a hint of change all around me. The breeze becomes slightly cooler, the trees change color, my allergies finally chill out, and high school football season gets into full swing. Well, okay, that's a Heath thing. For me, that means high school football concession stand season starts, and I get to have cheesy fries every Friday night. After leaving Paris this summer, I came back with a strange new set of responsibilities. As the overall art guru, I've already been put in charge of designing this year's prom. I have a whole new set of classes, each of them more challenging than the last. Also, for the first time in history, I get to play the role of boyfriend. I'm someone's boyfriend, I think, as I slip on a chunky knitted sweater. I'm Heath's boyfriend. Outside, I hear the crunch of gravel followed by three sharp beeps, Heath's code for I love you. Specifically code for I love you, but will not be coming up to the door to pick you up. I throw on my shades, say my goodbyes to Mom and Mama, then walk out the door into the fading sun. From the moment I step into his truck, the scent of Heath's deodorant hits me. And I know that if I were standing, I'd go weak at the knees. It's marvelous and ridiculous and dangerous, the power this perfect boy has over me. Mi amor, he says in a bad French accent, in place of hello. I cringe. I think you mean mon amour? He winces. Ah, right. Guess that's what I get for trying to impress my well-traveled boyfriend. Yet somehow I'm still attracted to you, I say, flipping my scarf over my shoulder. As we make our way to the high school, we talk like that. Inside jokes and conversation that wouldn't make a bit of sense to any passersby, in our own language. 2 months in, everything with Heath still feels new and tentative, but simultaneously old and safe. I look at him, but his eyes are fixed on the road. What are you thinking about? He asks. Honestly, how this still doesn't feel real. You and me. I pause. After all this time. He pulls the truck to a stop and grips me smoothly under my arm. He pulls me toward him while leaning in, and our lips meet. It's a quick kiss, but it's firm, too. It tells me one thing. I'm here. And I'm not going away. Did that feel real? He asks. My lips still tingle. It's feeling realer by the second. Good, he says, giving me a beaming smile. We drive the rest of the way in near silence until we start to approach the school. Through the open windows of the truck, I hear faint echoes of our fight song being played by the band. And as we pull into the parking lot, I hear the commotion of the crowd. Their energy gets absorbed into me, and my heart rate spikes in excitement. Gabriel, Sal, Heath, and I have been so busy since the school year started. Heath with weight training, Gabriel with his new LGBTQ+ advocacy group, and Sal with student council, that some days even our group chat falls into silence. But at the homecoming game tonight, the four of us will be inseparable.